Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's serve the Lord Jesus today with all that we have. Let's not do it in our own strength, but in His Spirit and be obedient to His Word. Well, this morning I would like to look at a beautiful virtue. It's the virtue of brokenness. I've been considering this virtue lately, and I have to confess that I have need of brokenness. I'm not broken the way that I should be, the way that God would have me to be, and I pray for greater brokenness. I was reading the book of Jonah recently, and Jonah is such an example of a lack of brokenness. I marvel at the sovereignty of God and how He can still use unbroken people many times. But we have to acknowledge that brokenness is a great help in making us efficient and effective in the kingdom of God. Jonah, after he was spit out on the land again by the whale, and God told him the second time to go to Nineveh and preach, he went. And we're glad he did, and the Ninevites can be glad that he did, and God was happy that he did, I'm sure. It almost seems to me like the experience in the sea was so dreadful. Jonah just wasn't going to go through that again. And by the fear of God, he went and preached in Nineveh. And that's good that he did. Then he went up on the hilltop or on the hill somewhere, and he was planning with his whole heart. He was planning on seeing Nineveh be destroyed. And he wanted it to be destroyed. He wanted to see it be destroyed. No mercy, no compassion. That shows a lack of brokenness. A lack of brokenness can be very devastating in our lives. How can we see a lack of brokenness? When we're self-centered, self-focused, self-willed, then we're unbroken. The broken person will not constantly be taken up with himself. He will be looking to others and looking to God and wanting to do God's will. I grew up on a farm, and I'm familiar a bit with how horses need to be trained. You have a young horse, and always the young horse doesn't have brokenness. He has his own will. And sometimes it's very, very strong. He is determined that his own will be done. And you have to take that horse and gently teach him and show him that going his own way is not going to work. And you take the time and continue to help him to see that he has to lay his will down and take up the will of the master and just gently and yet with his whole heart put his ambitions into the hands of the master and just do his will. That's so much how we need to be. Like that with God, lay down our own will. Lay down focus on self. Focus on God. Focus on His will. On His Son, Jesus Christ. And all that Jesus has done for us. His blood that was shed on the cross. Through that we can be redeemed. We need to focus on that. Let me read several verses on brokenness. It will help us to see what God thinks of brokenness. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And again, Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. God is pleased when we have a broken spirit or a broken heart. It's then that our will leaves and he can fill our hearts with his spirit. The lack of brokenness, like I said, can be very, very devastating. If you want to read and consider several scriptures that show us what the lack of brokenness looks like, Isaiah 14, let me just go there and read that. I think we have the time to do it. Isaiah 14, it speaks of Lucifer, that was Satan before he fell, and what his focus was and why he fell. Let's read it. 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Do you notice how he just keeps saying, I will, I will, I will? That is a lack of brokenness. And another scripture would be Romans 7, where Paul is describing the carnal man. And again, just the inward focus that's there. I'm going to read some of it here. Romans 7, starting in 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, so would understand. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Again, here we just see that there's the I is repeated. I, me, myself, just repeated. And sadly, there seems like there's so many professing Christians that live in Romans 7. For the good that I would, I do not, and that which I would not, that I do, and just defeated and always down and struggling. We shouldn't stay in Romans 7. Yes, read Romans 7 and get what is meant to be gotten out of it, but go on into Romans 8. Romans 8 has so much for us, how we are to walk in the Spirit, how we are to live in Christ Jesus, and may that be reality in my life, in your life. May we have the virtue of brokenness. One more example of how devastating a lack of brokenness can be in a selfish heart is Judas. Judas Iscariot. He was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus. And I don't know if he ever had a sincere heart and desire after the Lord. Possibly he did for a while, but he started despising the Lord Jesus. And he was covetous. He wanted money. And he realized that if he betrayed Jesus to the high priest, he could make money on it. He could make a business out of it. He could make a business deal and get richer. And and he was so totally selfish. In the end, he couldn't bear his own sin. He couldn't find repentance. He couldn't face the people, and he hung himself. Died a very gruesome death, and without any hope. May we walk in brokenness today. God, would you give us a broken and contrite heart? Amen. God bless you. If you press 099, you can leave us a message. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Keep your eyes on Jesus.